In Munich, Kamala Harris raises the alarm of war in Europe. By Charlie Spiering on February 20, 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris further raised the alarm of Russian President Vladimir Putin invading Ukraine, using the word war on Sunday for the first time during her visit in Munich. "I mean, listen, guys, we're talking about the potential for war in Europe," she told reporters after a series of meetings with world leaders in Europe. "I mean, let's really take a moment to understand the significance of what we're talking about." Harris took the lead for the Biden administration at the Munich Security Conference in Germany and delivered a speech vowing to stand with Europe against Russian aggression in Ukraine. The vice president told reporters of the administration's goal to unite America's allies in Europe for the sake of deterring Russia from invading a sovereign nation and preparing for war. "We all understand, including every country in Europe, what war in Europe looks like, and what it can mean for the citizens of each of those countries," she said. Harris met privately with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday, as he pleaded for leaders to level sanctions on Putin in reaction to his preparations for invasion. "You're telling me that it's 100% that the war will start in a couple of days. Then what are you waiting for?" Zelensky asked. "We don't need your sanctions after the bombardment will happen. And after our country will be fired at, or after we will have no borders, or after we will have no economy, or parts of our country will be occupied." But Harris indicated the Biden administration would not level sanctions before Putin acted to trigger them. "We're going to take this one moment at a time in terms of what might need to happen in the future in terms of escalation," she said. She again warned Russia about the size and scope of the prepared sanctions. "When we look at the significance of these sanctions, they are immense," she said. Harris also warned the United States would likely suffer higher costs for energy if they had to level sanctions on Russia. "We are aware that again, when America stands for principles and all of the things that we hold dear, it requires sometimes for us to put ourselves out there in a way that maybe we will incur some cost, and in this situation," she said, "that may relate to energy costs."